I remember Los Angeles as it was long ago, long before the gleaming towers and the sparkling lights of a jewel box basin. I remember Los Angeles when you could sit on a hill and all you'd see is City Hall, the old church, and the row of whorehouses at the end of Temple Street. I go way back. I remember Los Angeles when it was run by rich landowner Hacendado Dons. One day the peasants came to the wealthy Dons with a request. Please, senores, we work so hard, but we have so little. Could you see fit to give us a little more dinero for our toils, just so we can afford chicken backs and turkey necks for our tacos? Please, por favor, senores, give us just a little more dinero. Well, I don't have to tell you, the rich robber baron, wealthy landowner Dons were collectively aghast. Who are these peasants so brazen, with the unadulterated gall to ask for chicken necks and turkey backs to put in their tacos? Soon they'll want lime peels to stop the scurvy. They'll want cloth and feathers to make pillows for their weary heads. This could lead to demands for collective bargaining and negotiations with arbitrators. When will the madness stop? Anarchy it was, complete and total anarchy. So on a moonless night, in a smoke-filled room, the Dons gathered to put forth a plan to quell the revolutionary yearnings of the peasant workers. Military action was ruled out, as bloody revolutions tend to have a high attrition rate amongst rich robber barons. A campaign of propaganda would be lengthy and costly, and it would probably produce meager results. No, it was decided that what was needed to keep the workers in line was an opiate of the masses. So in that smoke-filled room, on that moonless night, the rich landowner Dons decided to utilize all of their power and wealth and all of their gold to scour the earth for an opiate of the masses, so that the working class would forget of its plight. And it would be in the unlikely vast snowy regions of the American upper Midwest that the wealthy Dons of El Pueblo de Los Angeles would find such an opiate of the masses. And to Los Angeles, these rich robber baron Dons would bring the Lakers. The Lakers. The mighty Lakers. And so it was to be that the mighty Lakers would hold court over the domain of our fine city of angels. And the peasant workers became ecstatic. They began to adorn their huts and thatch lean-tos with fine purple and gold banners that proclaimed the words, "Go, Lakers!" The grandmas would sit and make the tortillas with one hand and raise the other to the sky and shout out, "Go, Lakers!" forgetting completely that they had no chicken necks or turkey backs to put in their tacos. Now they were just happy to have beans. The young women of the village, so richly endowed with the succulence of their wanting loins, would be denied the life-giving seed of the strapping males, as the men were too busy shouting the name of Kobe Bryant instead of shouting the names of their lovers in the throes of passion. Go Lakers! The signboards on MTA buses carried the words, "Go Lakers!" Bus riders would be so overcome with Laker joy that they would forget of the non-living wage that forced them to crowd into public transportation. Go Lakers! The Lakers had become an icon of greatness, and the revolution had been subverted. And the Dons became drunk with power. Once again, they met to conspire. We need more Lakers! Bigger, stronger Lakers! Lakers on winged feet with deadly three-point jump shots. Lakers the size of Jurassic sauropods. Go Lakers! And so they came from such faraway places as East Lansing, Michigan, from Cabin Creek, West Virginia, and the teeming streets of New York City. Even from the mysterious Eastern European Balkans. Bigger, mighty, swifter, more cunning Lakers. And from the desert to the sea, the banners flew. Go Lakers. We don't need medical benefits or decent, affordable housing. We have banners that say, go Lakers! Strong-armed dictators and fallen regimes sell weapons of mass destruction to fanatical terrorists. Go Lakers! The ozone layer depletes as the polar ice caps melt. Go Lakers! Sexually transmitted diseases have turned lovemaking into a ritual of death. We don't care! Go Lakers! Purple and gold banners! Demagogues continue to chip away at individual freedoms in the name of collective security as America rails toward the path of a police state. Go Lakers! God has turned his back on humanity, and we now reside in a purgatorial furnace pit. Go Lakers! Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are starring in another whimsical romantic comedy. Go Lakers! 1,000 years! Go Lakers! But alas, the cheering has subsided. The banners have come down. All is quiet at the Grand Palace of Staples. The mighty Lakers were eliminated in the Western Conference Finals. Now there stands but one man on the corner of Olympic and Figueroa, a nondescript man of modest means, but a man with the look of revolution in his eye and the spring of passion in his step. And with a chill grin, he holds a small handmade purple and gold banner that reads, I achieve a false point of validation by vicariously acknowledging the accomplishments of others. Go Lakers!